You've made it through another week. And now, you don't know what to watch. Can't Netflix and chill, because it's been family movie night ever since the damn Rona hit. Not to worry, these bros got you covered. With reviews on movies and streaming shows. Even YouTube. And yes, I said YouTube. This is the Bro Rants Movie Review Show with Nick and Reg. Better grab some popcorn. It's gonna be good.
Friday night reviews, man.
Yes, sir.
Yes.
Back.
West of
Friday.
It's Friday, man. The weekend is here.
Long weekend.
Labor Day weekend, guys. And it's the best. It's my favorite day of the week. And you know why, buddy?
It's movie review.
Fucking thank
you. Your day, buddy. This is your day.
Yes. Movie reviews, man.
It's where you shine, right? Yes.
I don't shine in this, man. But, you know, giving me that credit.
There you
I'll
go.
I'll take it. Give me that honor.
All right.
So, anyway, guys, last week we did The Rental. Hope you guys liked it. If you didn't, well, we do have a suggestion box that we're putting now. We have it on the actual building. I'm going to give you guys the P.O. box. It's going to be, we don't give a shit. So make sure you leave all your opinions there that don't match with ours, because we don't give a shit. No, I'm just kidding. If you guys do have an opinion and you want to really share it, I'll give you Nick's address. Nick, just tell him your address. No, you're not? Okay.
It's full of hate mail already, buddy. There's no more room.
Anyway. Yeah, so hope you guys liked The Rental. From right now, we're just, it's 1-0. We got Nick to come and join the dark side last week. And this week was Nick's pick. Nick, why don't you go ahead and tell him about your fabulous Oscar-worthy film. Tell him.
All right. So this week we picked, I picked the movie The Rogue. This movie featured Megan Fox from, obviously, Transformers. Tackles a thrilling new role as a battle-hardened mercenary in this explosive action saga. As a team leader, O'Hare, she leads a lively squad of soldiers on a daring mission, rescuing hostages from her captures in a remote remote African city.
Okay.
But as the mission goes,
it's all good. Trust me, you didn't mess up.
I don't need to save the whole damn thing.
No. You didn't mess up this film. There's one person that messed up this film. Well, there's two. We're going to go ahead and play that trailer.
All right.
We lost the Osprey extraction. We have the governor's daughter. We promised I would keep her safe. We have a militia group in close proximity. They will come for us.
I wonder what this place is.
No one here.
Okay, but where did they go? Like the driver was cut up and dragged out.
About what?
Oh, into pieces.
A lion got her.
Some lions go rogue. She likes to kill.
How do you know it's a she?
Females are the true killers.
Do you want to take a stand here?
Yeah, light him up. Light him up, light him up. Yeah, okay. You want to start it? Yeah, I'll let you start up. What's your thoughts on this film?
All right. Well, the movie was definitely disappointing. The whole concept of the movie seemed like I was watching something that I'd already watched before.
Very predictive. Times.
Yeah, yeah. There was no thought to this. The whole movie just played out to be very predictive. Or predictable, I should say. But yeah, not a very good movie of trying to compete with some of your
well, my pick. So no, I guess you went R for R because Rental was last week and you went Rogue this week.
Yeah.
Well, it was directed by MJ Bassett. She apparently has directed 4 episodes on both The Power, which is I believe on Showtime or HBO, and Ash versus Evil Dead. Sure. You told me you have heard of that. You've watched that.
Yeah, I watched a couple episodes of it. It's decent.
It's decent. Well, she directed 4 episodes of that. She's got some cred. She's got some street cred. To me, this was like a remake or a redo of the female version of Tears of the Sun with Bruce Willis. I mean, you had the same thing. You had where it was a Navy SEAL and he was on a mission to rescue and recover Dr. Lena Kendricks. And the doctor would not leave her patients that were sickly. And that made Bruce Willis' character choose to have humanity and have mercy and take them along with them to the extract point and the extraction point where the helicopter gets blown up in the same thing as this film. So it's the same thing because you have a captive governor's daughter and they're for hired mercenaries, right? So Megan Fox is the leader. Of this band, right? And it's unbelievable because she's not carrying. She's supposed to have these stripes, right? Well, she's not carrying it well. It just seems like it's Megan Fox, and she's dressed up, and she's the same character from Transformer. And I'm waiting for Sam, Bumblebee, and fucking Optimus Prime to appear at some point. That's the vibe I'm getting because she's playing that same energy, the same tone. To the point where there's this one scene and she's trying to help. She's trying to tell either the governor's daughter or one of her friend, the governor's daughter's friend that they went to rescue to jump off this cliff.
Yep.
It's life or death.
Yep.
You know, either we get captured again or we jump for our lives. And she's like, I can't do, you know, the girl's holding her own. The other actress, I can't do it. You know, no. And Megan's like, you can do it. You can do anything you want to do. Just do it. It was like a meme read straight. It was like an inspirational quote just read straight. So there was nothing there to make. It was a pep talk I would have taken. I would have like, fuck that. Like, I'm going to go back to these 80s jumpsuit wearing
Muslim terrorists.
Yeah, terrorists over here and see what they got to offer. Because shit, what you're selling, I don't want to buy.
Yeah,
that's the energy she gave to it. And not only that, they're under extreme fire right now, and she's directing her mercenary teammates. You know, her team. Oh, guys, we're gonna have to take off the plates and do it. It just didn't sound believable. It was more so not believable. Not only that, here's the thing too. This was a hybrid between the Ghost of Darkness. Have you ever seen that film back in, I think, the early, was 90s. It the 90s?
Yeah,
1996 it came out, exactly, with Michael Douglas and Val Kilmer. And the protagonist was lions,
yep,
or tigers, whichever mm-hmm. it was. They were building a railroad in Africa, and mm-hmm. They hired these guys to kill these yep. lions that were attacking because they were right. almost predatorial. I remember they were coming out at night and they mm-hmm. were picking,
yeah,
and, picking who they killed. Mm-hmm. It was just not random, mm-hmm. so much so that they called them ghosts because they couldn't catch them.
Sure.
So they hired these two guys to do it. Mm-hmm. That's what it was. So yep. they had these. So not to mention that they stole the storyline from Tears of the Sun. But now they have, like I said, the ghosts in there. Well, the ghosts, excuse me, the ghosts in darkness. They have the lions being the protagonists. Well, not much so because they're hunters. Yeah. And well, there's poachers that have the lions. So they have the lions in there. There's yeah. poachers
yeah.
That have the lions in cages. And that's the only time you ever see in a real lion is in the cage. Once mm-hmm. the lion goes rogue, I don't know what we're seeing. It's like a combination of whoever the CGI was in the department mm-hmm. must have liked pit bulls because this looked like a pit bull to me. You know, it didn't look like yeah. a lion and it looked pretty deformed and hurt. Yeah, you saw it on camera.
Yeah, it was very shitty.
It was very, yeah. very, I don't know what the budget was, but I can tell you, even when they jumped off the cliff, spoiler, mm-hmm. It doesn't even match up. It looks, mm-hmm. you can tell it's a green screen mm-hmm. and it's just
yeah.
horrible. It's a slow motion jump and it mm-hmm. doesn't match the color correction, it doesn't match the color tone, the technicolor doesn't match. Mm-hmm. So my thing was very disappointing. I literally tried to stay up and watch this for you because I was like, let me be fair. I mean, I was like, dude, here's the thing. I was like, I'm asking Nick, hey, you know, he's like, hey, Reg, have you heard of Rogue? He sends me, and I'm like, Rogue, Megan Fox in it. Oh, fuck. I'm like, did he not get the memo? Like, just because she's in it doesn't mean anything anymore. You know what I mean? I'm like, I was gonna say, is Shia LaBeouf in it too? Because I would definitely want to see Transformer 8. You sure. know, if he's in it,
yeah.
Because that's basically what we need. Mm-hmm. Other than that, I'm like, okay, fine. You know, I'm gonna be a sport. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna be fair and I'm gonna watch it. Mm-hmm. So I try to stay up, but it didn't captivate me. I went rogue a few times. I hit comatose and I woke back up because there was some gunfire. I mean, how long was this film? It didn't feel
an hour and 45 minutes.
Oh shit. Well, it was long yeah. because I thought it was like an 80 minute film, yeah. you know, maybe 62. Damn. I mean, I kept waking up and I'm like, oh, they're still in this yeah. fighting scene. They're still, and there's a lion on the loose. And apparently she just walking, the comfortability of her just walking. And then she puts out her gun in one scene because the terrorist has her and he's like, bring me the governor's daughter, you
yeah,
know?
Yeah.
Ah, and you know, because they always gotta be like, they always gotta be over the top. Ah, bring her.
Yeah,
and they're just, you know, it's like, why? But here's yeah. the thing: we don't even know why they want the governor daughter. There was yeah. no release my brother, release yeah. our
ransom,
leader.
No money, no money,
yeah. nothing. Yeah. It was just we had the governor's daughter. So I don't know if it was just a whole sex yeah. underground trafficking. Who knows? Maybe yeah. they didn't ever express that. Maybe they did. I don't mm-hmm. know. Between my
yeah.
comatose states moments that I had, maybe
I never got that either.
You know, okay, no, so you yeah. were awake for it because yeah, you were
yeah,
watching.
Yeah. Yeah.
He was just watching Megan because you know. And out of that, they had good actors in there. I'll give you that. They had a Philip Winchester, who has been on Law and Order Special Victims Unit mm-hmm. for several seasons. So if you had some seasonal yeah. actors that had been around the block, and like I said, even the girls were good. They were believable. Yeah. It was, I didn't believe Megan Fox. To me, she was just a pinup. Not a pinup, excuse me. She was like a model wearing clothes.
Yeah.
And they said, hey, you're this.
Well, so even if like, that was disappointing because there was no, I mean, you know, mm-hmm. You're expecting to see something from Megan Fox as a sex symbol, and there wasn't even anything.
Well, I don't know about all of that, dude. What the hell are you talking about? I'm over here thinking he's going to be like, yeah, I was waiting for her to be authoritative and no. be this figure, be this badass. There was no reason for you not to like her other than, she's the pretty one. Like, oh my gosh. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Why do we have to listen to the captain because she's so pretty? Yeah. You know, I wish you would have done the film and said, dress me down. Mm-hmm. Make me ugly. Like, mm-hmm. put something on. Give me a scar. Mm-hmm. Like, you've been in. If you're leading this mercenary team, mm-hmm. there's got to be something that your track record shows
yeah.
that makes me to want to jump in. Not if you're paying me. No, mm-hmm. no. There's got to be. Because we've been teammates before on mm-hmm. several missions. Mm-hmm. And these are you know, this is a private hire yeah. for
yeah.
hire gig.
Yeah, the mercenaries.
We've worked together, so obviously I'm going to be like, yo, she's a badass. You know, you don't understand. She's mm-hmm. a leader. Mm-hmm. There was nothing like that in there. Even when she held the gun, I was like, mm-hmm. Suspect. Like,
mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, I'd say even the aspect as far as her, the the one that actually worked for the terrorist organization. You know, how there's really no backstory to this, this movie. There's no information. All of a sudden now you find out that the one person that she's working with is, was on this terrorist organization. And there's really no description on, you know, other than his reasons on leaving, but, how she got involved with them. And, the movie was just, to me, you know, the examples that you gave already were spot on, but I would add the, animal element to something like off of Anaconda. Where,
I can see that,
you know, the whole movie was just,
shitty
and very predictive. You knew exactly what was going to happen in the next step. You knew, okay, this is the plan. Well, these people are going to come, blah, 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 blah. And
at some point you want the twist, you want something.
Yeah. There was nothing. It was the whole movie was just,
it was just Megan Fox. That was like, hey, let's just put this name to it and it'll sell.
Yeah.
And even the
parts where you expect, okay, the tiger's going to get you or the lion's going to get you, you know, what you said about the CGI, it was,
yeah,
trash.
I mean, literally, I mean,
20-year-old technology.
Dude, like I said, I'm sitting there and I'm watching, and she's the same person from Transformers, same character. I'm sitting here waiting for, like I said, Bumblebee, Sam to come, and Optimus fucking Prime to pop up and say
that would have brought some enjoyment.
It would have not been predictable. You know, it would not been, you know, if Sam showed up and said, "Hey, we've got to save the world."
Yeah, I'm Optimus Prime.
Yep. I was waiting for that motherfucker to show up at some point. I was waiting for one of those tanks to fucking transform into an Autobot.
Sure. Yep.
Didn't happen. Nope. So, with that said, my recommendation, guys, is do not see Rogue. Go Rogue on Rogue, and you'll thank me for it. If you want to watch a film that has, actually, I mentioned both of them. Watch two classics if you want to. If you're thinking about Rogue, watch two classics, and it'll save you time, and it'll be enjoyable. Watch Tears of the Sun, and then go watch The Ghost in Darkness, and you have the two hybrids right there. And you can even watch Anaconda, like Nick suggested, and you'll be
the
very
first
happy.
One.
The first one, yeah, the first one with Ice Cube and
the second one's pretty
bad. And John Voight and J Lo.
Yeah,
that's when J Lo looked different. That's exactly. When J Lo was just starting and getting started into acting. She after was, Salinas. She was getting that.
She was Jenny from the Block back then.
That's before she was Jenny on the Block and got her corn rolls when she was with Puffy. Yeah. That's when she got her street cred, was with Puffy.
Yeah.
But anyway, so what are your thoughts on whether they should see it, whether or not?
I would say save it. It's not worth watching it. Definitely not paying for it. It still is a movie that you got to pay for. So definitely not. Save yourself the money and save yourself the time, and we'll do something better for you next week.
And with that said, that's a win for me, buddy. That's a win-win for me. That's right, dude. So anyway, guys.
What are we doing next week?
We're doing The Tenant.
The Tenant.
My pick.
All right.
And I'm gonna go get my, I'm gonna go get my science books, my metaphysics, any books so
movie.
I can understand this relativity. I'm gonna see what I can do. I'm gonna look up some YouTube stuff from Einstein and try to make sure I'm ready
time
for
travel.
This. Because what I've heard, you got to pay attention, like you said. You got to pay attention to this film, and I might leave this film feeling pretty dumb. And I'm okay with that. Long as the rest of you guys are dumb with me. Long as over 50% of you guys that feel dumb after seeing this film. With that said, guys, I hope you guys have a wonderful weekend. And just to acknowledge, time is very short. It was so crazy. Last week, we had just finished the show, and literally 10 minutes, whatever, after you left, we found out Chadwick Boseman passed away. So just wanted to say, guys, time is very, very short. You never know when you lose someone. You never know if someone's going through anything. Here's the thing: when you ask someone how they're doing, don't take those words for granted, and don't take what they're saying back to you as truth. Really delve in, ask more questions that can lead to what actually is going on in their lives, because you never know. Time is short, man. So
we're all human
and we're not on this earth forever. Basically, Chadwick Boseman, you know what the beauty of his story is? He knew he was going, and what he did, he lived every moment like it was his last, because it was.
Work through it, man.
We're all passing. That's like I tell you guys, we're all dying. So just make sure that we realize we're all dying, so we can start living our lives and enjoying every moment of our lives. with the ones we love. So, hey, it's a holiday weekend. It's the best time to grab a movie. I don't care if you guys watch Rogue. Just watch it with your family.
Yeah, you could get away with watching with the kids.
Yeah, it's, just watch it with the kids. Yeah, it's that shitty. You can watch it with the kids. CGI is fucking nuts. With that said, guys, I'm fucking Reggie. This is
Nick.
And we are Bro Rants, and we are out, man. Enjoy your weekend, guys.
Right, peace, baby.
Love you.